Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, October 28th. Tesla has increased the price of its popular Model Y long range, bucking a trend that has been worrying investors. Over the last few years, the trend for Tesla has undoubtedly been price cuts. The automaker claims to be closely tracking orders and comparing them to production capacity, and when there's a discrepancy, it has primarily relied on price cuts to close the gap. But now there has been a rare new one for the Model Y long range in the form of going up. It's only a $500 increase to $48,990, or about a 1% increase. Now, if Tesla is staying true to its strategy, it should mean that they are seeing stronger demand for the popular SUV, which would be appealing to investors. Now, it will be interesting to see if it's still going to be that way towards the end of the quarter, when Tesla often has started to offer more incentives. Tesla has launched a new car color for the Model S and X. It's called Stealth Gray. Historically, Tesla has been known to have very limited paint color options for its vehicles, especially for a premium automaker. Tesla has changed the default color option for some models from black to white and then back again and all through it. Lately, we have seen Tesla being more open about updating its paint options. Earlier this year, they added a new ultra-red color to the S and X. But now, we've got the darker gray. It looks like a slightly darker version of the midnight silver, which was made the standard color for the Model 3 and Y earlier this year. The new color doesn't cost more, as Tesla made all colors included in the base price of the S and X as part of a big overall price drop for the two flagship vehicles. Volkswagen plans to cut around 2,000 jobs while delaying the already delayed new software architecture that is due to be used in the upcoming Porsche and Audi EVs. According to the German news outlet Manager Magazin, the board of directors approved the plan at a meeting this week. Volkswagen's new 1.2 software is being delayed by 16 to 18 weeks. Now, meanwhile, the full-scale 2.0 platform is being completely redeveloped. The next-gen platform, expected to roll out in 2025, is promised to greatly enhance efficiency by unifying software stacks. Volkswagen's software unit, called CARIAD, has been dysfunctional for several years. In fact, the unit's struggles have been blamed for the departure of the former Volkswagen Group CEO, Herbert Diess. Now, Diess set up the CARIAD unit in 2020 in aims to compete with Tesla and advance Volkswagen's electric vehicle software. However, poor execution led to delayed launches. Volkswagen hired Sanjay Lal, a former Tesla and Rivian executive, to help finally advance the unit's software platform earlier this month. Volkswagen isn't the only car company seeing troubles ahead. Today's episode is sponsored by AMP, makers of energy management solutions for e-mobility products. Team AMP is known for its expertise in the industry when it comes to understanding the battery and its functionality. With more than 300 years of combined experience, the team has developed proven battery management systems that are suitable for a wide range of applications, starting from 12 volts to 1,000 volts. That extends to the AMP battery management systems algorithms that help companies building e-mobility products improve battery life while maximizing the power that can be safely utilized. The company also offers a highly integrated combination of charging software and hardware with AMP EMU. That includes an all-in-one DC-DC converter, onboard charger, power distribution, and a charge controller for electric vehicles. This unit saves space and cost in your EVs while providing maximum power density. Brands building new electric vehicle products will want to consider the AMP EVCC, a state-of-the-art charge controller for electric vehicles with support for all major charging standards, including CCS, NACS, and CHAdeMO. And the AMP Fast Charge Junction Box to enable Level 3 DC fast charging, all built on the AMP charging software stack, the world's number one charging software capable of complying with all major charging standards globally. You can learn more about the AMP energy management solutions at amp.tech. Ford Motor Company released their third quarter earnings, showing growing EV losses as the automaker faces pressure and slowing demand. Ford sold 20,962 EVs in the third quarter, and they did beat out General Motors. The growth was thanks to the rising Mustang Mach-E output, which, after a tough beginning of the year, with the plant being revamped, Mach-E sales rose 42.5% in that quarter. Meanwhile, the sales of Ford's electric pickup fell 46% at the same time. Ford posted an operating loss of $1.3 billion. Ford's operating margins fell to negative 75.6% in the quarter from negative 58.9% in the second quarter. The company expects a full-year loss of $4.5 billion for the EV unit itself. According to the company, buyers are unwilling to pay a premium for their EVs over gas or hybrids, which has pressured prices and profitability. Now, Ford announced last quarter that it would be pushing back its 600,000 EV run rate until next year, citing EV demand will be slower than expected. Although several automakers are pushing back plans to launch an affordable electric vehicle, Nissan is moving quicker to bring them to market. Nissan CEO Makoto Uchida called the arrival of an affordable EV from China a wake-up call, and in response, Nissan is, quote, having discussions on price. Now, Uchida said that the automaker is, quote, looking at affordable pricing for EVs across the world. He's calling it a key priority going forward. Now, despite blowing their early lead, Nissan isn't totally out of the running. Nissan's Sakura model is a top-selling EV in Japan. After launching last year, the electric mini car beat out Tesla to earn the top spot. Nissan is also working on a new powertrain intended to lower costs. They call that one the, quote, X-N-1. GM's Cruise autonomous taxi service is pausing driverless operations everywhere after having its license suspended in California. Cruise initially withheld information from the California DMV, which contributed to suspending their permit to operate autonomously in the state. Well, now Cruise has made the decision to suspend its driverless operations in other areas, namely Phoenix, Arizona, and Austin, Texas. Cruise uses the word proactive to describe this decision, but considering that someone was seriously hurt already, it seems a little late to me. Cruise also claims that this had nothing to do with any undisclosed on-road incidents, although they did withhold information from this very incident, so it's a little hard to believe. What's really too bad is that there is a human at large who hit someone and then fled the scene. Virtually all discussions are focusing on the autonomous vehicle rather than the actual culprit. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Martin Wood says, Lotus Eletre EV advert seen at the start of your video. Lotus is owned by Geely, who also owns Polestar, who also do a lot of advertising here in the UK. Well, you know what? My brother, who also covers cars on the internet, he's had several talks with the marketing folks at Lotus, and they say that their corporate overlords have very little interest in giving Lotus any demands or requirements. As a result, they've been able to explore the EV space a little more deliberately, although not with a whole lot of money, and they have not released a mid to high-end crossover like everyone else. It'll be interesting to see what becomes of the Lotus electric badge and the electric age. As many of you already know, the very first Tesla, the original Roadster, was built on the Lotus platform and adapted for electric use. I got to ride in one many years ago. It was a blast. Thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G. I hope you have a great day.